When do you hope to have this project in place in Haiti?
We hope to have everything installed in Haiti before the end of the year. For now, because we don't want the kids to be there without tents, we're going to send some provisory tents, not painted, but so that they can spend these few months until we have the project ready. And we hope to do the installation by the end, before the end of the year, maybe November. It depends on when we can get all the artists together to paint the tents. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to coordinate 10 artists that they're not all of them live in Miami.
Right.
So one lives in Chicago, another one lives in New York. So we have to get them all together, and that's not a very easy task. But before the end of the year, for sure.
Do you give each artist a time frame of we're going to send you the materials? And
They already have the models, so they are working on the models, and the models will be ready for next week. But then what we do is we get all of them together in a warehouse that was donated to us to work for this project, and they are all going to paint together. So that thing is going to be something to watch. Can you imagine all these artists working together? And it's going to be a very interesting experience.
How much does something like this cost to do?
The tents are around $2,000 each, because they're very good quality. And then we have some expenses in paint, because it's a special paint. The food we provide for the artists. But everybody's working for free, everybody. So we don't have any expenses of salaries or fees or whatever. Maybe some little expenses, but it's no big deal. The most expensive things are going to be what we put inside the tents. The classrooms, the books, the library, whatever is needed. Now Bobby is working, doing a project, telling us exactly what he wants to do in each of the tents so that we can try to find all the supplies to put inside. So what we are hoping to do is get sponsors. Each tent will have one sponsor or more than one that will pay for the materials and for all the things that go inside the tent.
So you're going to tell them how much it costs and you hope that they'll donate the money?
Yes, we're going to set some prices for the sponsorship, and then we'll try to get the most things we can for free, and try to pay all for that with the sponsor money. And each sponsor will take home the painted model of the tent, so he will have something also to show for the tent that it's going to be installed in Haiti. So it's a very nice project. We're very excited. And I think the art world, when they see what we are doing, they are going to be excited too. Parallel to this, Antoine, who is the curator of the project, has contacted all his artist friends.
Great.
And has gotten tens of I don't know, I think he has 80 already, artworks to be offered in a silent auction.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when is that going to be?
The silent auction will be online a few weeks before the event, and it will be presented at the event we're going to have in SIFO, where we're going to have the tents exhibited and also the silent auction.
Okay. So is that your own website or like eBay or something like that?
We're going to have a special website where people, it's not eBay, but something similar where people can bid.
Okay.
1 or 2 weeks before the event. So in the meantime, our page is Manos del Sur, and we have a little bit of information, and we're working with that because we are taking pictures of the model tents, and we are still receiving artwork. We're going to post it, everything, on our website.
When everything is said and done, what do you hope that this will accomplish for Manos del Sur and then for Haiti?
For us, it's very important because it's an education project. When we started Manos del Sur, our objective was to do education. We found the harsh reality that sometimes education was not attainable because the kids were not fed. They didn't have vaccines or medicines. So we started doing a little bit of everything. We started first feeding the kids and everything. Here we can go directly to education that we think is the only thing that will solve eventually a Haiti's problem.